I want to mention too about this comes related to the way I was oriented when I was a child. Motivated, very much affected my motivation of what I did, and that is mom and dad's stance, which was coming from the World War One, WW1 they call it, and their experience in World War One. They both had concluded that their children were going to be oriented basically as non-patriots. That does not mean against any nation. It just means that we don't have any feet. The main thing I remember that it was repeated to me several times, well, enough so I can recall it very easily, is that patriots are people who think like gangsters or they don't know better. Mm. Well, I was carried with that orientation very strongly. It was very strong to me into the Second War, where I was drafted. I had no choice. I was they would say I did enlist. Yes, I did that a few days, within a week of the time that I would be drafted, to avoid having been forced into the army, which I did not want to get into, or the Marines, and so I volunteered to enter the Navy. That was just I did that only to avoid being drafted into the Army, and or because once you're drafted, there is no choice of service, and most people go into the Army. So I did not want to be drafted. Well, that was something. So officially, I would say, well, he did volunteer, but yeah, a week before I was drafted. Well, it's effectively being forced one way or the other into the military. I was forced into the military. So they call it drafted. And but during at that time, I was examined, and I took an examination shortly after the war started, and there were no question we had to enter the war. President Roosevelt at that time, I respected his stance. He did not want to enter the war, but when Japan bombed Pearl Harbor, there was no option. People like my parents even had to go along with that, because that was a little because a number of people of U.S. People were killed there, and so he immediately declared war, which even my parents, with their anti-war stance, had to accept. And the anti-military stance. Well, this is some side things about events at that time. And then I entered the reserve. My parents would. It would have been a big shame to me to enter the regular Navy or armed services at all. So I entered the reserve and stayed in the reserve. If I had felt that I was okay just being in the regular Navy, of course my ranks would have been higher. I would have been much better recognized and less suspected if I hadn't been. And it raised some suspicions, because my professional record in the Navy was very excellent at the hospital where I was assigned. I had a very high rating in what they call professional film, but I had a very low rating in respect for the uniform. How do they rate you on the uniform? Well, whether you're mainly, they look at your cap every day and your shoes and your tie, and are they well displayed. I was rather careless with my how I set my hat on the head and my cap on the head. It was the cap, and careless with my ties, and not only the shoe polish, even though it was interesting that I became a company commander and had been during the officer's training, where I had to check everybody else's shoes polish. So I was popular because I was not a very sticky on those kind of things, and so I stayed. The people wanted who I was heading wanted to keep me there because I was I didn't have much military respect to where I would look at the detail of the just. Because they're those in the regular Navy are very careful about respect for the uniform. So I had a very high professional rating and a low rating on respect for the uniform. So that was the way things were. And this led to, in fact, that I remained in the reserve and didn't with my ratings and. And I was being encouraged by the very high officers, in, even in the Pentagon, to remain in the Navy, in regular Navy, but I remained in the reserve. And this made me suspect to some people. And that's the problem. There were two senior officers who were in regular Navy who were not happy with me because of and later they were investigated and so was I was heavily investigated because of that, because they those two senior officers went so far as to indicate that I was a communist spy. And if you're accused of a spy by the Navy, by the senior officer, that's a very serious. The Pentagon has to investigate you under that condition. And I was investigated very heavily and for every detail, not only, and especially whether they had any evidence as a spy. The result of that investigation was that they, as I was told by the admiral who gave me the top secret clearance, when he gave it to me, he said, the Navy doesn't like to waste its money. They have spent so much money investigating you that we decided that you're eligible for a top secret clearance. I didn't ask for it. It was just a result of being accused by two others according to military rules. And so that was the end of that. The two people who accused me were also called in the same time, and they were told that they had sacrificed all possibility that they could go be further promoted because of what they did in their attacks on me. They went too far. And so that was the end of that story. But it was quite, it caught me in trouble and out of trouble. Well, it was out in a sandwich between my parents, who I still respect and always have respected on their stance on being that. So I'm even throughout my life, I do not respect patriots.